Hey, everybody. Welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Cray Cray. I'm Kim, and I'm a wolf on the prowl.
No, I'm a wolf on the prowl.
I'm a wolf on the prowl.
How dare you? I'm Kyle, and I'm in the Steiner's Discord channel.
Look, Christian really brought the unintentional humor in this tell-all. The Steiner's Anonymous thing and the wolf on the prowl comment, I was rolling. It was
the
flirting.
The bar for flirting is at the bottom. Like it's on Pluto, Kim. It's not even on a planet. It's a dwarf planet. That's how fucking low the bar. How could that be considered flirting? It's so fucking funny to me. And it's.
He seemed like he was trying to pitch his MLM. You know what I mean? He's just trying to get more people in his Discord server. Like, I don't like. I know people are going to disagree.
We're not cool enough. We're not cool enough, though.
Are you steining? Wait, how did he put it? Like, if you
got steined
laid,
all over the place.
That's so bad. Oh God. I don't know if Christian really thinks that he's like actually trying to have sex with these women. I think he's just trying to get attention and boost his ego. I'm not sure.
I think
it does not feel sexual in nature.
No, I think you're right. I think it is like a narcissistic tendency, but I also think that in a lot of situations, if the cameras weren't there, I would be willing to believe if one of these women was like, Steiner's, I'm so fucking turned on right now, that he would go for it. You know
what
I mean?
He would.
I think he would go for it, but I don't think that's his actual like goal. I think it really is an ego. I think it is an ego stroking thing for him.
I have to say too, Deborah, who is 100% a hired actress, she like didn't act. Like her when he was like, oh, how you doing? You know, she was like, oh, are you American? Like, she's the one that initiated the conversation as well. Like, she was definitely like trying to bait him. Yeah, it was a mutual. Yeah. Like, it wasn't like later on, he invites her to Thanksgiving and she, before he even completes the invitation, she's like, I'll be in Belgium. So at that point, it was obvious, but she was being chatty with him too.
I'd rather be in the most boring country in Europe than speak to you for two more seconds about Steiner in fucking Discord. Like, I've never been drier in my life than talking about Discord. But she on the tell-all had the only, I feel like the only like coherent take about this. Because everyone else is like, Christian, you're bad and you're a narcissist and you're just like, so you want to be a cheater. And like, maybe all that's true, but you're just kind of throwing shit out there about someone you've never met. Deborah's take, I think, made total sense, which is like, this is about you dating someone that laid down a boundary and then you're ignoring it.
Exactly.
Like, it's not about some weird morality play about, like, it's not even about if he's actually even flirting or not. If you want to be with Cleo, you got to kind of accept this and, like, bite the bullet on a couple things. Just like with everyone. Everyone has their thing that they're not cool with.
Also, like, some people's takes, was it Riley or Razvan that was like, why are you going to bars?
I'm like, Razvan, okay, like, come on, man.
You're... Razvan, who we'll talk about that guy too,
bro. But
I don't think...
got back from a striptease class, Razvan. Shut the fuck up.
I don't think anyone should be precluded from going to bars while they're on vacation in another country just because they're in a relationship. Like, you should be able to go to a bar. I don't know. I just
and it wasn't. It would be one thing if Cleo was sitting alone by herself. But she had shit to do, if I recall correctly.
She did. She was at class.
Yeah.
I'm also really glad that we all know how to sign blowjob now, which is exactly as we would have expected. So no surprises there. Yeah.
I've probably signed blowjob to you on this podcast. Just.
That came out really bad.
Yeah. I'm sure it's happened before in certain contexts that are completely not Christian-like.
Yes, definitely. I thought this tell-all was better than most.
I was laughing quite a bit.
Me too.
God, could not have imagined that I would dislike Amanda more, but it happened.
Oh my gosh.
It happened, y'all.
Amanda. Oh God. There's so many things I can't say about Amanda, but Amanda.
You can say them because you're from Ohio.
No, she's not from Ohio.
It's same thing.
I just think Amanda is trashier than like what was portrayed on the season because they tried to give her this edit to begin with of this like sweet little Southern girl. But remember when Starcasm came out with the news that Amanda had like beat up a girl
beating people
in a driveway
with a baseball bat in Fort Lauderdale or whatever
over some guy when she was like 17. That tracks 1,000% now that I get who Amanda is. And honestly, Kyle, this is going to be an explosive declaration. I feel like Amanda's on the wrong show. I feel like we need to see Amanda on Love After Lockup. I don't think that's explosive at all. That's her genre. That's where she belongs.
That's the guy she's seeing that she hasn't told Razvan about.
Cause she didn't want him to feel bad. I was like, girl.
Yeah.
Razvan has 17 other girlfriends currently.
Amanda, you ovulating.
Jesus. Oh, Amanda. Okay. I thought I laughed a lot. I thought Christian was so funny this episode. Not in like a I like Christian way, but in a just everybody ganging up on him.
Oh my God.
His flirting, his proposal, like all of it was so absurd. I found it hysterical. And
I'm my own little wolf on the prowl. Like, what the fuck, dude?
He is so what are you
talking about? You're on camera. And at this point, I feel like Cleo had already went after him for flirting with all those random girls at the birthday party at the bar. And then you're going to look in the camera and be like, I'm a little wolf on the prowl. What?
You know they're gonna put that in. Christian, they're gonna eviscerate you. Oh, we need to get an invite to Steiner's Anonymous for research purposes. Sean literally asks zero questions to Razvan. Razvan says 10 words during this entire tell-all, and it's because Razvan was definitely playing a character on the season. I'm here for it because I enjoyed it and it was entertaining, but this man had an agenda, and the agenda was to get screen time, and now the agenda is to be on Single Life, and he's going to be in the U.S. without Amanda's help. He didn't need her anymore. He dumped her, and we're going to see Razvan banging all over the United States of America on Single Life. That's my prediction.
The artist visa is sponsored by Sharp Entertainment LTD.
To be clear, I will be watching that season of Single Life. Bring it.
So you texted me that your new hot take on Razvan is that he's completely full of shit.
Yes.
Because he came off as very calculated this tell all. And I was ready until the last 2 minutes to disagree with you on it. Because, you know, I kept waiting for him to say something problematic or weird, and it didn't happen. Mm-mm. And I chalked up his kind of stoicism to the fact that, look, he broke up with her and he had good reason to break up with her because she sucks. And this tell-all is like 6 months later. So why would, if I was him and I broke up with someone and now I'm forced to fucking talk to a bunch of dumbasses that are fucking giving money and taking clothes to stores and leaving them for some reason, if I have to be forced to talk to these morons, I'm not necessarily going to be like animated and pretend to be happy to be there. However, this motherfucker wants to get back together with her. So what the fuck? Then I'm like, okay. I mean, what the fuck is happening? I don't know anymore. I don't know if he's completely full of shit, but that was, I have no words anymore for Razvan.
This is my take, is that Razvan, he played this perfectly. Like, he knew Amanda was like, he knew he would enjoy having sex with Amanda. He was attracted to Amanda. Why not have her come over, hang out for a few weeks? He can, you know, he can cry. He can pretend, act emotional that he's boo her, so that Amanda doesn't want to marry him.
Is your assertion that he never actually liked her?
I think he like was attracted to her. I don't think he had long-term intentions for her ever. And I think that his like crocodile tears now during the season were totally inflated. I think that he was like, this is my chance to be on 90 Day Fiance. I will get famous. I will get like more people on my platform. Then I'll go over to the US. This man is an actor by trade. Like, that is his job, is like, he is an actor and an influencer. So it makes sense that he'd want to get on this show. He gave a great performance. She, luckily for him, she was a total asshole the whole season. And so he came out looking like the star of 90 Day. But look, what if we liked Amanda? What if Amanda was a likable character? How would you view Razvan then? You would view her like Riley did. Oh, you came over, you got to like have a bang trip. She left and you dumped her 1 week later saying you wanted to focus on yourself. That's pretty shitty. After you gave her so much shit for like not being able to come visit, blah, blah, blah.
Well, it's really hard to wrap my mind around that hypothetical of if Amanda's likable. Like, that's a part of my brain. Like, my creativity only goes so far, Kim. Yeah. But I mean, look, they fought the entire fucking time, and she's so two-faced, especially the last three episodes. And it's like gross and exhausting. And yeah, we might as well have sex. I'm never going to see you again.
Right.
You know,
totally.
If you're Razvan. So, I mean, it doesn't shock me at all that he dumped her as soon as she got back, because she's, then you only get Amanda without being able to have sex with her. So why stay? I'm going to use my tourist visa to lay some fucking pipe around middle America. It's going to be great.
And I don't blame him. Like, I mean, I think they both enjoyed the sex. So like, there's no judgment on that. That was a mutual, it's not like he talked her into it. I think she actually came on. I think she came on strong to him, like, eventually, and really want, which is great. Like, they're two adults that had mutual consent there. But
Amanda never claimed to feel like she was used or something. That was just Riley.
No. Yeah, that was totally Riley. And like, his take was,
because that's what he would do.
Yeah. But
it's a little projection.
I just think that Razvan had an agenda, and I think that he achieved that agenda. And now, like, he doesn't even need Amanda to get to the U.S. He got the tourist visa. He says good for him.
I don't like Amanda, I don't really even care. If he was totally fake the entire time, good for him.
Oh, yeah. I don't care. I don't care either. As long as, look, if it's fake and entertaining, I'm here for it. It's the Sarper and Shekinah shit that's fake and not entertaining that I dislike.
You know what Sarper reminds me of? He reminds me of a Mr. Potato Head. If you like, because like, think about it this way, like, if you took attractive features and you just cut them out of a magazine and then pasted them together on a piece of paper, that's how you get Sarper like being very uncomfortable to look at.
Yeah, totally. They just agree. Don't,
it just all doesn't go together.
I know. Ugh, they're such awful casting. A lot of us struggle with nausea from time to time, or maybe constantly, whether it's seasickness or hangovers or some sort of medication or medical condition, maybe pregnancy. Feeling nauseous is horrible, and it can really impact your day-to-day life. It can really hold you back. If you have a tendency to get nauseous, you'll know you'll do whatever it takes to feel normal again. And if you're like me, you might not love taking anti-nausea meds that make you sick or just make you feel really tired. My husband gets terrible motion sickness, so he's always trying to take anti-nausea medication on vacation, but then he gets really sleepy. It's kind of a bummer. If you have a tendency to get nauseous, you've got to check out Relief Band. Relief Band is something that you wear on your wrist. It kind of looks like a Fitbit, so it's very nondescript. And it is the number one FDA cleared anti-nausea wristband that's been clinically proven to quickly relieve and effectively prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and so much more. And now you can use your HSA and FSA dollars to get a Relief Band. So if you have money in those accounts, you can use it to buy a Relief Band. Whether you need everyday nausea relief or just an occasional cure from nausea, their patented technology makes feeling sick a thing of the past. Forget the days of nausea pills that make you groggy, exhausted. Relief Band is legitimately just a band you wear on your wrist to give you relief from nausea, and you can change the intensity depending on how nauseous you're feeling. You can make it stronger and weaker. I can tell you firsthand that Relief Band actually works. I have used it. I used it in pregnancy. First trimester, pretty awful. Don't want to be running out of a work meeting, threatening to vomit. Very embarrassing. It really does work. My husband's used his for both hangovers. You know, I don't drink a lot, but sometimes he has a few beers and gets nauseous, and he gets really bad motion sickness. So he always wears it on vacation. If you want the band that actually works at relieving nausea, check out Relief Band. Right now, we've got an exclusive offer for 90 Day Fiancé Cray Cray listeners. If you go to reliefband.com, use promo code Cray Cray. You'll receive 20% off plus free shipping. So head to Relief Band, that's reliefband.com, and use our promo code Cray Cray for 20% off plus free shipping. Thank you to Relief Band for sponsoring this episode. Let's talk about Christian. I mean, well, we already, let's not start with Christian and Cleo, maybe, because we kind of talked about that a lot. Let's start with David and Sheila.
But I'm a wolf on the prowl. Damn it. Okay.
We'll come back to prowling wolves.
Just going to be prowling until we talk about them.
Okay. Well, that's fine. You can just keep prowling, you know, like find some women to talk about your Discord server, that's strange women
that's very
in your periphery.
That's very easy for me, actually. So,
so David and Sheila, this is like a very, like definitely the sweetest part of the tell-all. There was no drama here, only happy updates. They faked this drama.
Totally fake.
Has David totally been talking fake to Amy? Oh, no, he certainly has not.
Answer,
and he hasn't
no.
Even...
It's his mannerisms when he's trying to understand. He was nodding along to the interpreters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have only like good updates here, except for the fact that the K-1 visa, we see David like meeting with a lawyer. He wanted to go over and get married in the Philippines. They advised against that and said the spousal visa would take 3 to 4 years. Did we know this?
This is the first time that we've heard that that takes longer. And that's curious. I don't feel like we've ever heard that before. And I wonder what the difference in the backlog is. Or is that what it is? Is it even a backlog issue? Like, I don't fucking know, clearly.
Yeah.
But very... something we've never heard details about before. And also, I was kind of surprised that the backlog on the K-1 is even 1 to 2, because sometimes it seems like these people get K-1s in like 10 seconds. But
yeah, Jasmine and Gino must have been less than a year.
I think she said it was like a year and a half. But maybe I'm just getting goldfish brained by 90 Day UK, where everything takes 10 minutes.
Yes, that's true. I think that's what it is because we saw we see people like getting married abroad on UK and they come over on a spousal visa and it's like 3 months. So I think that,
well, who the
like,
fuck wants to go to the UK, Mercy. You know? So it's just...
Yeah. Who wants to go there? So yeah, the K-1, it says they're looking at 2 years right now and they're both crying. This is very upsetting news because they just don't know, you know, they're not going to be together. But we get some happy updates after that. I think the first thing is that Sheila, very much like Rose, like has opened a small shop, like a little kiosk, it sounds like, that sells snacks and things. And Sheila and David's store is the name of the shop. A little on the nose.
It's
but I'll take it.
Pretty cute. It's not cute to me that he's working 85 hours a week. That's just crazy. I hope that
Amanda would appreciate that he's doing what he has to do as the mom.
She would love that, to just be taken care of and never see him ever. That's sad. I hope that his mental health is okay, because that's brutal.
That is brutal. He's making it happen though. I mean, damn, that's a lot of hours.
And then we learned that Jasmine would give Gino a blowjob if he took his hat off.
The signs for like scissoring and doggy style that they like, I wish we could see them. They blur them out, but like Statler's like really encouraging. Sean Robinson mocks her shock and awe.
Oh my stars. God.
Oh, clutch my pearls. We've never seen this on 90 Day Fiancé.
It's so ridiculous to me that they're blurring. It's equally as ridiculous that they are censoring on HBO words as signs. But
absolutely.
Like, can we please be treated like fucking adults? They don't censor UK.
No, they don't. Like, come I know. On, That's why man. It's so good. It's one of the reasons it's so good. I also like, why didn't we get more footage of the house? And I wanted to hear more details around that. Like, how much did David pay to have the house redone? And is that why he's working so much? And, you know, I wanted to see more pictures and stuff. They show us like 2 seconds of grainy video for the after
right.
photos of the house. And like, I just want to see more. It looks like they had like a corrugated roof and cement sides, but I just want a lot more detail.
But it looked like hipster corrugated roof, like what you'd see on like a brewery.
Yeah, totally. Which I mean is great, because the roof before did not look stable.
No.
But I want to see, like, is Dad okay? John Real, we didn't see at all. And we just know that David's working his ass off to pay for all the stuff. And now that we're all happy, let's talk about Amy. Oh, psych. Never talk to her.
Said one fucking word to her. Yeah.
David, what did you think about David rating her signing as a 2 to 3? That was rude.
Savage, but apparently fair. Because she was annoyed, but didn't protest that much.
She didn't. Do you think we're going to see these guys again?
I hope not.
You think they're boring?
I think it was only interesting because of the fact that it was in the Philippines. Like, I don't want to see... Where does he live? I don't
Kansas or
I don't need to
Missouri
see
or
I don't need to see that
somewhere in the middle. Iowa maybe.
I
feel like they would be quite boring once she's stateside, but I feel like people really really like them, and I feel like if they do get the K-1, there's gonna be a pretty big push to have them on a season of 90 Day. We'll see. I guess it's a couple years away, so we don't have to worry. Do you want to go back up to Wolf on the Prowl?
Sure.
Okay. So Christian and Cleo.
Oh boy.
I thought this was the funniest part of the whole 2 hours.
I wish it was really funny. I understand why Christian maybe wouldn't want to, well, either of them wouldn't have wanted to really dig into more about the stuff about his family. But I mean, it's not wholly unexpected. But the thing is, like, if I'm Cleo, look, I mean, the dude fucking does a promise ring fake Tolm kind of like proposal, which we'll get to later. It was so fucking funny. But if you're Cleo, like, I'm just thinking back to the beginning where he's talking about how shitty, like awful his male family members are, whatever that means. Dad, I guess I'm assuming dad's uncles, grandpa, brother are all huge bigots. I don't know. But regardless, if you're Cleo and you accept that marriage proposal, how can you be with someone that hasn't gone no contact with people that hate you?
Yeah.
Like, if I married a black woman and my dad was a raging racist, like, the deal is that I never speak to that person again. Like, it's just part of the deal.
Your dad, meaning your dad, just to be clear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It would be in the proposal. Will you marry me? I promise to never talk to my racist dad again. Like, that's
me. And he's not invited to the wedding. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
He didn't talk about it at all. I mean, and Cleo seemed to be very understanding about it, like almost too understanding. How did Christian describe the male? It's just like across the board, all male members of his family.
All males are masculine and conservative, and who said masculine stuff like, "I can't believe you would do this to me," which is like,
yeah. Oh, I such mean, a... awful thing to say.
I mean,
say.
If that's true, I mean, that's the most stereotypical, like, butthurt white male victimhood that's ever happened.
It's wild. But Cleo says that she's experienced hate before. It's just like, it's almost sad that, like, Cleo doesn't almost seem surprised by this response and this behavior. And,
well,
kind of accepts it. And
I don't think that she, I mean, forward. Frankly, I don't think she should be surprised. If she was surprised, yeah. I would be disturbed, because I think, like, first of all, like, one third of our country is openly like this, and
that's true.
Probably another third hides it.
Yeah, I would say that's probably accurate.
And the UK is really, really, really fucked up with trans issues. We're not alone over here. There's a reason why a lot of people call it Turf Island, which, if you don't know what that is, don't Google it. It's going to make you sad.
Yeah. So it does sound like Cleo had a good time in Minnesota. So Cleo was just in Minnesota for a whole month. Why did she leave? She said she left 3 days ago. I'm like, can Sharp, like, extend her
Come
trip
on.
For 3 days so she can be in studio? What are we doing here?
I think
so frustrating.
I don't know. I think that it was deliberate. I don't think that she would have wanted to go to the tell-all in person. It would have freaked her the fuck out. I think that she would.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, I think she's much better at home with her cats, like, in a safe space.
There were a couple of times where I was a little worried about her, you know, in this tell-all where, like, people kind of put her on the spot with, like, big questions, and she seemed really uncomfortable trying to answer on the spot. So you're probably right. She probably would not want to be there in person, but it sounded like they had a good time in Minnesota. Like, do you buy this relationship? Like, what did you think about the proposal?
I was
just like, what the fuck is happening?
I mean, I guess I buy it. I don't know. Like, to not buy it, you would have to believe that Christian only proposed to stay on the show, maybe like another 90-day season or something, or that his entire relationship to Cleo at all is inherently attention seeking because she's trans. Like, I guess, I don't know. And don't know. I don't believe that, personally, but I might be able to be persuaded. but
I can't get a read on this. I honestly, like, don't. It, when I watch them on the season, I'm like, these two people don't seem
Yeah.
Like they have chemistry.
Right.
And even when all the cast was coming at Christian, like so hard for flirting with Deborah, Cleo doesn't defend him. And
no,
Cleo's kind of
all.
Like, yeah, I told you, like, this is crossing my boundary, you asshole. And then 30 seconds later, she's like, you're the sun to my moon and I love right. you. She literally goes from that's not acceptable behavior and I am uncomfortable to you're the sun to my moon. And I just like
it seems
can't
like
get in somebody's headspace where they switch that quickly.
They cut out 5 hours of tell all. Of healing or something. I told you, I totally know what yeah. you mean. I mean, the chemistry, but also just the affection. I just didn't yeah. really see it. Certainly not during the tell-all. I mean, that Minnesota trip must have been fucking awesome. She must really, really like cheese and, oh no, that's Wisconsin. Same thing.
That's
sorry.
Wisconsin. I was about to say cheese curds and then I was like, wrong
she
state.
She really, really likes lakes and mosquitoes.
What, like,
can I like, this is now the third or fourth time we've met Jane. Do you like this person?
At first I was like, Jane is a really good friend. I don't know. I'm just like neutral. I just like don't really feel anything about Jane. But didn't she say she was shattered? What did she?
Yeah,
she used like, a word that really made me laugh.
She's like really over dramatic about Cleo accepting the proposal. She's like, I am shattered. It's like something
that's funny
like
for
Larissa,
some reason.
Like something Larissa would say. I don't know if you're. I have mixed feelings about Jane after that I'm shattered thing because like, even if you think Christian is a huge D-bag, I mean, haven't you said your piece by now? Cleo seemed really, really happy in that moment. And it just felt like she was shitting on it. Like there's a time and a place. I don't know.
Yeah. Like what is the appropriate, like, this is the other strange thing is, absolutely no one in the cast, like zero people in the cast, defended Christian at all. There's usually at least one person that's like, well, I don't really think he was flirting. Like I was thinking that because I was like, this is the worst game I've ever seen if this
totally.
Is flirting.
I know.
And I get like zero sexual vibes from this human at all, like towards this other human. It's just like, he's just not a sexual being to me. But and it was so clearly like contrived as well. Nobody else in the cast spoke up at all. Everybody, like everyone just piled on Christian.
And yet, Kim, when the proposal happened, everyone's like clapping and pretending to be fucking happy, except I think Statler,
yes.
who was very visibly disturbed. But everyone else, like everyone else was like, oh, yay. Like what? You just sat
yeah.
there. I mean, Christian kind of laid out like, you guys just sat here and called me a narcissist, a cheater, and just like a total piece of shit douchebag. And now you're like clapping because I proposed. It was very strange and just kind of felt like fakey and you're just trying to pile on. You're piling on Christian because he's an easy target, but none
yeah.
of it's actually genuine. And that's what we want. We want genuine hatred, guys. And the thing is, like, we know from social media that Statler and Christian are like BFFs.
Oh, wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
They're doing lives together, like, every 2 days.
Oh, I missed that.
Riley's in it, too. It's a 90-day UK clique. You might say.
Not UK. Oh, clique.
From the tell-all.
Yes, I get the joke now. My bad. Today's podcast is sponsored by NutriSense. That was the sound of the NutriSense biosensor. It's this little device that you put on the back of your arm, and then it provides you with real-time feedback on how your body responds to food that you're eating, exercise, stress, even your sleep. With NutriSense, you just take a photo of your meal, which is really easy. I always wanted something that did this. I just want to take a picture of the meal. You adjust the portion size for NutriSense, and it does the rest.
NutriSense helps you track your data, see your glucose trends, and understand your macronutrient breakdown for each meal. You also get an overall glucose score for each meal based on your body's response. And here's what's awesome. You're also matched with a board-certified nutritionist. You're not just left on your own. So the nutritionist will help you review your data and answer all of your questions. Plus, they can help you with a personalized nutrition plan so that you can achieve your goals. You should try NutriSense today. It will open your eyes in a profound way for how your food and your exercise and your lifestyle choices are affecting you. What's more, it empowers you with real-time feedback loop showing the consequences of the food and lifestyle choices that you're making. It's a powerful tool for understanding your body and affecting positive change in your life specifically. You can get all of this today. NutriSense has a special offer for our listeners. Visit NutriSense.com/CrayCray and use code CrayCray to start decoding your body's messages and pave the way for a healthier life. Be sure to tell them that you learned about NutriSense on the 90 Day Fiancé CrayCray podcast. That's NutriSense.com/CrayCray to save $30 off your first month, plus get a month of board-certified nutritionist support. And thank you to NutriSense for sponsoring this episode.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I love that Jasmine takes this opportunity to say that she is approached by Christians all the time. She knows how to deal with this type of guy because men are constantly hitting on her, Kyle. She just can't keep them away.
Like Dane.
I was like, Christian says what Jasmine did is worse, which I kind of agree.
How could
She's literally sharing sexual, like intimate details of her sex life with her fiance, with her ex-boyfriend,
who she was having
sex with recently.
Who she fucked so much that she got bored of it. And like if you're Jasmine, like I totally can see her saying that because she's not very aware of anything. But then Amanda agreeing with her is like, chef's kiss. That's amazing.
It's great. It's great.
That's awesome.
Everybody, like, yeah, Christian tries to defend himself saying what Jasmine does. Nobody agrees with Christian. Like, there's literally, like, no one that agrees with Christian. So sad.
So talking to a stranger in a bar is the equivalent or worse than telling your ex-boyfriend that your current boyfriend can't get it up and we don't fuck. And I moved in upstairs from him and we used to fuck so much. And by the way, I'm going to weaponize a sex video that we have that I still have on a USB drive. That's totally worse than talking
to
a chick in the bar.
Ange went to Valentine's Day dinner. February 14th? What is that?
Oh, I thought.
Is that a special day?
That's just where friends, friends.
No, it's a friend's day. It's a friend's day.
Yeah, Valentine's dinner. That's just totally the same thing.
It was a goodbye dinner. It was he proposed.
It was a goodbye. I'm doing the blowjob sign, but Kim's not looking at me. That's unfortunate.
I was. So your sign language is getting so good, Kyle.
Thank you. I'm definitely a 2 or 3.
Any plans for the future? Well, I'm going to not propose, but kind of propose. I'm just going to let you know a proposal is coming.
Would you be willing to marry me?
should I propose? Can you preview the answer, the response that you'll give to me, so I don't make a fool out of myself? Can you just let me know if you'd say yes?
I feel like the answer to that question is always going to be yes if you want to get married at all. Otherwise, you would immediately break up with someone, right?
Yeah.
If I'm with someone and I'm like, I am never going to marry you, and I desire the state of marriage, then that relationship is like over then, right?
Yeah.
It's like a non-question. Well, it's so stupid.
Except Cleo's reaction. She's just like elated.
I know. But this is not official. It's not official. It's just
engagement is on the horizon.
I'm giving you a key to my Airbnb. Will you accept this key, Cleo?
Did you see that Tom and Box's guy, what's the Australian guy's name? Ash?
Yeah.
Started some like influencer marketing company.
Oh, of course they did. Of course they fucking did. Are they going to start selling coffee?
Haven't been on this show in like 5 years.
Jesus Christ.
I forgot about Boxes, though. Oh, it's still like my favorite scene of all time. Oh, great shit. Okay. I think that wraps up.
Jasmine will claw Christian's eyes out if he fucks it up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. I would be scared of that.
Which is good.
So then.
You want to just get Tyree out of the way? Why even have the guy call in? Literally the only thing they did was play a phone conversation with a producer, and then they teased the whole, how long did they tease getting a hold of scammer Christian? And then he just doesn't even pick up the phone and goes to voicemail. It's so fucking stupid.
Can you call a production assistant and produce some television right now and fake this for
me? Maybe schedule something. Maybe figure it out ahead of time.
Maybe call him at several times throughout this 12-hour taping so that you have a better chance of getting a hold of him.
Maybe send a calendar invite, you know, with a Zoom link.
Jesus. It's just like, I don't know. But then we play this. Who's this poor production assistant they pull in? Amelia.
Yeah.
She is the one that supposedly discovered that Tyree was being catfished, which wasn't very difficult to discern. But she's a genius.
Regular dog, the bounty hunter over here.
We get two important pieces of information from listening to a phone call Amelia had with Christian a year prior, which is Tyree sent about $2,000 to $3,000 over 4 to 5 years. Again,
not that much, man. Yeah,
not worth it. Tyree was literally talking to this person for like hours and hours every day.
Probably millions of DMs. Yeah, terrible.
This scammer needs to hone their craft.
Get good, scammer.
Yeah, get better. It's just not enough. And then. Okay, can we talk about the fact that Tyree bought clothes, brought them to Barbados, and Christian watched him from a car as Tyree took the clothes and, I guess, some cash money to a store in Barbados where he was instructed to drop them off? This makes no sense.
None. I think the most shocking thing about it was that the guy was actually in Barbados.
I know. I was like trying to place his accent.
Yeah.
I was like, are we going to know like where this guy is? But then when he said he physically saw Tyree, I was like, oh shit, he's in Barbados.
Yeah.
Which Barbados is an expensive place. Well, $2,000 to $3,000 does not go far.
Yeah. It's the wealthiest country in the Caribbean. And yeah, I thought that was wild. I assumed that, I don't know why, I think at some point there was some tea or some tinfoil that the guy was Syrian or something. But either way, that was the most interesting part of it to me. And then I want to know what the explanation was for why you have to have this elaborate clothing. It sounds like a fucking drug deal. And
it's so strange.
And still didn't get to meet this person, and then you continue to talk to them afterward. Because the way that Tyrae made it sound on the season was that he showed up in Barbados and he just got ghosted. But yeah. But what actually happened is he showed up, Carmela was like, okay, take some clothes and drop them off, and then got ghosted, which is 1,000 times worse.
It's just, I want to have empathy for Tyrae, but this is stupid. Like, who does this?
Sorry, man.
Who thinks that this is reasonable?
Sorry, dude. You're a stupid, dumb American. I'm sorry. I have empathy for you as a human being, but scammer guy wasn't completely wrong.
Yeah, he calls him a stupid American, and it's... So... The only other thing, too, was that
fucking Tyrae, dick pics.
With his face, the whole cat, like Riley and Christian are like, oh, no, dude, no, 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 no. Jasmine says, I feel sorry for you. And Tyrae responds, thank you.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's so cringe. This whole thing is so cringe. But what would your message for Christian be, Tyrae?
Find God. Great.
I'm gonna pray for him.
Yeah.
Misha and Nicola are thrilled.
Oh, they're so happy about this. Yes, that's the best thing. Yes.
So thrilled. Anything else about Tyrae?
No. Should have never been on the season.
I know. Let's talk about Amanda Rosman, Amanda's sister who threw her under the bus.
So good.
Fucking loved Amber.
Hates
like
her.
I thought this was so funny. Her sister hates her. Look, I'm not claiming to have a really close relationship with my sister, but my sister would never do this to me. This sister hates Amanda. Amanda did something messed up to this sister.
I think Amanda uses her as her babysitter a lot. I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she, yeah, like taking somebody's kids for 3 full weeks while you go on a like bang trip is a pretty big deal. That's a lot.
So everyone has very different opinions on why Rosman and Amanda broke up. Riley thinks it's because he just used her for sex.
Yeah.
A little projection there, perhaps. Christian thinks Rosman's just too nice to say the truth in person, which is a weird thing to say.
Not it.
Yeah. And then Jasmine just thinks it's because Amanda was a fucking bitch. She basically asked, like, Amanda, do you think he broke up with you because you were a fucking horrible girlfriend? And
that was the best take.
Well,
that was the best.
When I'm with someone, they need to have thick skin because I can be a bitch. Ugh. She's Kim. Amanda definitely has a tattoo on her lower back that says, if you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. I hate her.
I'm not.
It's just, this, Kim,
it's just opened
up. It's just because Rosman doesn't understand her sarcasm. That's all it is.
Yeah. She needs french fries at 3 a.m., motherfucker. Like, you better go get them.
Stupid fucking Romanian disappointment.
But notice, Rosman says nothing.
Yeah.
Like, as she's recounting that, like, the story of, oh, I got back, and then 2 weeks later, he called me, said he needed to focus on his career, focus on himself, and he broke up with me. Rosman says nothing. Zero words. And nobody directs Sean Robinson.
Nobody really even asks him anything.
Any questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody thinks that he's such a nice guy, which, like, again, I think he played, like, a nice character on the season, but... I mean, I don't know.
I was thinking the entire time, like, no one's really asking him any questions. No one's really digging in. They're all just dogpiling Amanda, which is fair.
Oh, yeah.
But it felt like it should have been a little bit more balanced. I do enjoy when she's like, I wasn't being mean. I was processing. I'm going to use that.
Wasn't a crybaby the whole time.
Do you think I can get away with that with my wife anytime I'm a total asshole? I just say, well, just processing.
I do not, with your wife? No, I do not think so. Maybe with somebody else's wife.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've compared my wife to a cell over here. So, yeah, I can't really get away with anything.
But I just, like, Amanda's so... so defensive and it's such a bad look. She tells Jasmine to shut the fuck up.
Her face, dude. Jasmine's face when she says that is so great.
This comes from... It comes from a place of embarrassment. Amanda is so embarrassed because she watched herself be all over Razvan, beg for an engagement. Like, Jasmine mentions that Amanda wanted to be engaged to Razvan.
That's what triggers her.
What makes her so mad.
Yeah.
Because she's embarrassed.
Yep.
Because she thinks she is so hot, and she's been told her whole life that she's so hot that who wouldn't want to be engaged to her, you know? And it's, she's just embarrassment. Then we have Amber call in. This is the take that I got from it. Tell me if you think this is what's happening. It sounds like, from what Amber said, that basically Amanda's just talking to a whole bunch of hot influencer dudes on TikTok. And she's like flirting with them and sending them little gifts. I don't know what that means, like sending them like the tips or whatever. And
Relax. Hey.
Four times.
Kim, relax.
Relax.
Okay.
So, and then her sister proceeded to still spill the tea. I really appreciated it, Amber.
I love
thank
that.
You.
She did not. She was not going to be obstructed. She came there with a fucking agenda. It was great.
She pulled a Jasmine to Dan. She said, when Razvan and I would fight, I would go to this other guy and tell him about it.
Exact same thing. And so the whole time Amanda is trying to call out everyone at this tell-all, she's getting in her little jabs left and right. She's talking about what would Jesus do? And then she's shitting on Christian, and then she's shitting on Jasmine. But the whole time she had her little validation side piece. Which is what that was.
Yep.
This is very similar to Christian hitting on girls at bars to get validation for himself and like stroking his own ego. It's the same thing. She's just like unloading about Razvan to some guy who's telling her all the sweet things that she wants to hear about how great she is. And you shouldn't have to put up with that. And it's the same fucking thing.
It is exactly the same. And she acts all like holier than thou.
Of course.
Again, about like Christian, like talking to a girl at a bar for 3 minutes, which when he has no game, and she's like, I'm either DMing or FaceTiming with this guy for hours, told Raz then.
It's the most just transparent projection ever.
Yeah. This Amber said that she's not surprised they broke up. Razvan told her not to talk to this guy. Like, that's what it sounds like, is that Razvan said, don't join this guy's live stream or give him tips or gifts or whatever they're called on TikTok. And
dude, I don't care.
And
who,
Amanda's like,
I don't care who it is. I don't care what they look like. It could be, I don't know, who's like an erudite, astute pinnacle of just like artistic integrity. I don't know, like Sir fucking Anthony Hopkins goes on Instagram. If my wife gave him a tip on Instagram, I would be losing my shit.
I know. <it's... laughs> Seriously though. And Amanda says it wasn't romantic. We were just friends, but it was flirtatious. And then calls Razvan controlling because he didn't want her to continue this behavior. That is wild. If Razvan did this, Amanda would lose her mind.
Right. And also this entire time, something she's too chicken shit to admit in front of the rest of the cast is that she's literally dating a dude right now.
Yeah.
Which she has every right to do. Like, they're fucking broken up.
Kyle, do you have any, I don't know, last thoughts?
The season's over. Feel like it was pretty good.
It went really fast.
Feel like
right?
It was a pretty good season. I think.
I think so.
I do. I feel like it started a little bit slow, but picked up, and it's been a complete shit show. So, that's always a good season of Before the 90.
Who I think I still vote Misha and Nicola funniest to watch.
I mean, definitely best new cast members without a doubt. So bizarre.
The vacuum vision of Jesus will continue to deliver.
It's an all-time
for many more years on this great podcast.
We had technical issues about 15 minutes in, so no soundboard. But I would be
playing the vacuum.
I would be
right
hitting
now.
It on repeat for the next 5 minutes as the song plays out.
The vacuum and just like the Satan car follow that Misha like that Starcasm dug up was just the best. Just so much humor there. David and Sheila were a real couple. Some people are into that. You know, they were
you gotta
tugging
have
at your
one.
Heartstrings.
Before the 90 has had seasons where they don't have a single fucking one that's a real couple.
I know.
So it is a kind of a nice change to have people you're rooting for on Before the 90.
Just a nice little anchor. Anchor us into the real world.
Toe, I feel like is an ofer. On people to root for. I'm trying to think of anyone.
Yeah.
Trying to think of any couple I feel like should actually be together on The Other Way.
Not Brandon and Mary? Just kidding. Yeah. They're all pretty bad. I mean, Sarper and Shekinah aren't even real people, so.
Well, they should be together just to quarantine from themselves.
Yeah. Violet even like provided a lot of comedic relief early on in the season. Remember when she took Riley to get like custom made clothes and stuff? That was really funny.
I don't remember that at all, but yeah.
And then
Kenny
she was,
and
like,
Armando
talking shit about Riley.
Kenny and Armando.
Kenny and Armando.
Sorry, I don't even remember that they were on the show.
I don't either, because there's, although they surprised me. But then I think Christian and Cleo were the ones that I thought would be. I don't know. Just a lot of their storyline was so cringy that, and like Christian was so cringy that it made it difficult to watch.
A lot to talk about though, for sure.
Yeah. Gino and Jasmine always kind of bring the entertainment. Tyra was interesting for 3 minutes. It should have been cut, but you know, it happens. Still gave us something to talk about. That ukulele scene was still funny.
Got to shit on Modesto for a couple months, you know?
Yeah. Jesus.
It's always worth
it. And Rosman. I did enjoy Rosman. Whether he's faking it or not, he brought some entertainment value, so I'll take it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, guys.
We're starting a new season. Yeah. What do you think?
I'm excited.
All new couples.
All
except
new.
For Gino and Jasmine.
I'm kind of looking forward in a twisted way to see how Jasmine deals with Canton, Michigan. Schadenfreude, I guess, but
the regular 90 Day Fiance can be hit or miss now because we're so numb to it from because Before the 90 and Toe are so explosive and like dramatic that sometimes it feels a little formulaic. But
we had Toe, Before the 90 and UK on at the same time. I feel like there's going to be a come down.
There will be a come down. We have been covering Toe and UK on our Patreon for those of you who are looking for coverage on that. And I think like Chantel is coming up the final season. It looks so dumb that we decided we might cover that as well. But I don't think it comes out for another month or so.
Yeah, looks fun.
Either way, thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
This was great. Wrapping up the season. Always, you know, episode one of a new season is always the best. So we're
always
looking forward to next week.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye.